Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim Rambam Hilchos Mamrim. We're in the first halacha, in the second perek, and we are continuing on. And the yisod, ha-yisodos of our mahalach that we have presented already in numerous Shiurim B'siyata D'Shmayim, we've seen the flows throughout with Gedolos V'Atzumos Mitaras Hashem, is that there's the inyan of the mitzvah, and then there's the tzivui of the mitzvah, the azhara. The azhara, according to the Rambam, is min haTorah, even of derabbanan, but the inyan is derabbanan, as opposed to derisas, which not only is the tzivui derisas, but the inyan is also derisas. So that's the mahalach hadvarim, as we presented it with siyata d'shmaya in previous shiurim. And now we will continue further. Again, it's based on the Torah that I learned from Moriv Rabbi Agon Agadol, Amufla ve'amufla ve'arav manzitzal. The Ramban asks on the Rambam from the Gemara on Shabbos, Nafchov Gimel Amad Aleph, says in the Sugya, you make a bracha, v'shekid Hashanah, says the Sonu, l'hadlik nir shel chanuk, afrek the Gemara ve'eichen sivan, and where did Hashem command us? V'av yomar mi lois sas, v'nichem yomar shal abicha v'kecha, it's kenecha v'yomar melech. V'av yomar says, I'm lois sas, v'nad over she'agid l'chayim in smor, v'nichem yomar says, v'nad patz v'shal abicha v'kecha, it's kenecha v'yomar melech. So you see, that the Rabbi Avia holds that the Rabbanan is smichu as divrayim l'loy saser, that the rabbis relied their words on the pasuk of l'loy saser. That's where tzivanu, that's where God commanded us k'viyachol to light the neiros chanukah. And on that, Nechemia argues and he says, no, there's no asnachta in l'loy saser, but rather when the ela l'mashe gazel v'asu siyag l'torah, the only time you have a l'loy saser is according to a Nehemiah, where you have a siyag l'Torah when they're making some sort of fence. But, as understood by the Ramban, but new mitzvahs like Ner Chanukah have no smach mit melos saser, but rather it's learned from Shalavich of Yaget Chazkeinech of Yer Mulach. Magen Avram said that this is not a kasha in the Ramban. You're asking Kash in the Rambam. Look at Reb Nechemiah. Reb Nechemiah says that mitzvahs mechudash is like Ner Chanukah. I have no smach from Lo Sasser, but rather from Shalavicha. So the Magen Avraham says, what's the problem? Reb Nechemiah doesn't learn that the lav of Lo Sasser is making all their Arabanans into Deiraisis. But Reb Avia holds that way. So Ma Bayapo. And that's also Pashtus HaSugya and Brachas Daf Yates Amud Beis that we saw in the previous year. Famous Kalaim Sugya. That's true. The Rambam paskins like with Avia. So what's the Ramban's problem with the Rambam? The Rambam's allowed to paskin like with Avia. He doesn't have to paskin like with Nehemiah. That's the Magen Avraham's comment. And the Kinas Sofrim asked another question. Kinas Sofrim asks, that it's the Hedge in the Rambam in the 11th parakah of Brachas Lacha Gimel, that the Vitzivana that we have in Mitzvah to Rabbanan is from the Pasuk, Asher Yom Melucha Taseh. In other words, from where Rav Avia learned it, not where Rav Nechemi learned it. So what's the Kash of the Ramban? The Ramban shouldn't have a Kash of it. The Rambam himself learns. He tells us. Ramasha Yom Luchatase. Apiam Torah Shia Rucha Bala Mishbara Shom Luchatase Lassasman Debra Shia Gidlacha Yamin Small. So that's the problem with the Ramban. However, it's clear that what the Ramban means is that Bishlam of the Asmachta, you can have a machlokas if they were masmich mitzvahs that have no ikar b'Torah on lo sasa or not. But according to the Rambam, the discussion is on yisod in the Torah, which is the etzim chiyuv mitzvahs d'rabban. If the Rambam is correct that in the Torah there is a tzivu here to listen to the chachamim, thus mind, that means that Reb Nechemiah is arguing on the whole yisod of the chiyuv mitzvahs d'rabbanan. This is not a machlokes in Heichan Tzivanu. This is a machlokes in the Shorash of Kol HaTorah Kula. And what were the rabbanans? Do we have to listen to the rabbis or not? Or from where do we have to listen to them? Rav Avia from Lo Sasur, and Reb Nechemiah from Shalavicha. What's the Gemara saying? Heichan Tzivanu. It's not a question of Sheila Mekomit Heichan Tzivanu. Sheila klalit, and the whole Yisod mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So it's not mashma that way in the Gemara. In other words, the Farshim try to be docha the Ramban and say that's guf the machlokes. The Rambam passes like Rav Avia, and therefore the Yisod from mitzvahs d'rabbanan is from Shalav from Lo Sasur. That doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The Gemara just says that Heichan Tzivanu about mitzvahs d'Chanukah, not about mitzvahs d'rabbanan in general. It's not mashma Nechemi's arguing the whole Yisod mitzvahs d'rabbanan. How is this not brought anywhere in the Gemara? Taka the Ran in Sanhedrin Pei Zayin Amud Aleph brings the Kushya of the Ramban and the Rambam, brings the Gemara in Shabbos, and he understands the Kasha. As we do. Nechem is arguing with Rav Avia. And it's not mashma that it's an argument in the Shorash of the Torah. It's that it's an argument in the Shorash of the Torah. It's mashma that it's only an argument of Heichan Tzivanu. Nobody holds that the Shorash for all mitzvahs d'rabbanan is Lo Sasur. That's what's bothering the Ramban. Rav is arguing because Rav Nechemiah is arguing that this isn't a machlokas in the Shorash for all mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Therefore, the Rambam isn't correct according to the Ramban in saying that the Shorash for all mitzvahs d'rabbanan is in Lo Sasur. Not only that, the Rambam himself, in the Shorash HaRishon, brings from this sugya as a makor for his din. And if Nechemiah is arguing, how does the Rambam bring it so much b'pshitos, as if nobody argues? Somebody does argue. So the Ramban has a good kasha. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Rambam says, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol mitzvah shem yidivrei seifrim, bein mitzvah shichov yidivreim, v'chulei, asher kidishanu b'mitzvaysa v'vit tzivanu. והיכן ציוונו בתורה, שכתוב בה אשר יאמר לך תעשה. נמצא עניין הדבר בעצון כחו. אשר קדשנו במצוי סב, שציבה בהן לשמוע ימי אלו, שציוונו להד לפניו של חנוכה. All mitzvahs that are derabbanan. Bracha you make is, אשר קדשנו במצוי סב וציוונו. And where did God command us? In the Torah, where it says, Asher yomer lecha ta'aseh. Whatever the rabbis say, you should listen to. So how does this work? So the pshat and the bracha is as follows. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysev. Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs. And what do his mitzvahs say? Shetziva b'em l'shmo m'me'elu shetzivanu l'adlik v'shachanek. He commanded us in his mitzvahs to listen to the people who told us to light near Chanukah. You see, pshat is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in near Chanukah. When he said, Asher yomer lecha ta'aseh. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to listen to those people who were attacking Ner Chanukah. So is the lashon of the Rambam, Perek Vav, Milchus Brachos Alecha Beis, Agavi Bracha on the Tilos Yidayim. Shezoy Mitzvos Chachom and Shenitztaveinu Min HaTorah Lishmo Mehem Shenemar Al Pi HaTorah Sheyaruch. Kanal, we see that the Amiris V'Tzivanu isn't going on the Inyan itself, Shel Tziva Hashem, rather in the Chiv of the Gavra to do it. We have to listen to the Chamim. We have to listen to the Chamim, Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha. Not that Hashem commanded us to wash our hands. We have to listen to the Chamim who told us to wash our hands. Hashem said to listen to them. And that Reb Nechemi argues, and he says, V'tzivanu is not going on the Chiyuv to do it, rather on the Yisod from where the Chiyuv comes. Ela Yisod Shemenu Ba Chiyuv Zeh Omrim Bebracha V'tzivanu, Shehu Enyan HaParati Shalav U'Mivarech. No, you're making the bracha on the thing itself. You're blessing Hashem, commanded us that there's an inn here that's Mechayev Asiyah. That has nothing to do with Lo Sasser. Because even after Lo Sasser, not that the Torah is commanding us to do it, it's Mitechanos Chachamim. And therefore Nechemi says the makor is from it says Shalavicha V'yagetcha. Shemvuar b'Torah. Shemashem Rus Kenecha Enyan Yeshbo. U'sha'al otam u'mashem Rulecha Tegabel. So you see in the Torah that there's an inyan of what the Zakenim said to do. And what they said to do. In other words, there's an inyan in doing exactly what they said. Not just in listening to them. Not just the fact that you listen to them, but you follow their directives. And you did this act, which has a source in the Torah. Shalavicha ve'agetcha zkenecha v'yomrlach. And they tell you to wash your hands, it's the Torah telling you to wash your hands. It's not that it's the Torah telling you to listen to the Chamin, that's Lo Sasser. According to Reb Nechemia, it's the Torah telling you to wash your hands. See, the Inyan is coming from the Torah. Hashem commands us on this Inyan that the rabbis made. Hashem is commanding us on this Inyan. According to Rav Avi, Hashem is commanding us in the Inyan. Hashem is commanding us to listen to the Chum. The self called self, even according to the pasuk of Lo Sasser, the Chachamim still have the koach to make an inyan. So we've been talking about the inyan of the mitzvah as opposed to the tzivur. So they can make this inyan. Otherwise the Torah wouldn't forbid it. But it's more explicit when it says Sha'alavicha v'yagetcha. If there's an inyan atzmi, there's something independently valuable. And what's Kenecha V'yomrlach, and what the elders are telling you. And when Nechem is coming to be Kovea, Shegedra Amirus V'tzivanu, it's not like Rav Avia. The V'tzivanu relates to the actual Inyan. According to Rav Avia, the V'tzivanu relates to the fact that you have to listen to the Chachamim. Hashem commanded us to listen to the Chachamim, who said to light Ner Chanukah. And according to Rav Nechemia, Hashem commanded us to light Ner Chanukah. He commanded us in this inyan. Because the Zakenim said that you should do this, that's what Hashem is saying. So that's in the Rambam holds that everybody agrees that the source they have to listen to Chum is Lo Sasser. And here the question is, what's Pshat in the Bracha? We say Hashem Hashem and says a vitzivanu. What's the tzivanu going on? Is it going on the listening to the Chachamim? Hashem commanded us to listen to the Chachamim. Hashem commanded us to do this act. So, according to Rav Avia, that Hashem is commanding us to listen to the Chachamim. According to Rav Nechemia, Hashem is commanding us to do this inyan that the Chachamim commanded us to do. Ask them what to do, because this is Torah is commanding us in this inyan. Of course, there's also an inyan in Lo Sasser also. Why Lo Sasser? Because they can make it, they made this inyan an important inyan. This inyan Derabbanan, they made it important. So the Torah is commanding us. But that's less explicit that it's going on the inyan. There, it's more explicit. It's going on listening to the Chum. Don't veer from what the Chum tell you. You have to be listening to the Chachamim. Shalavicha is telling you, know, this inyan. Find out from the Chachamim what this inyan is, because you have to do this inyan. Hashem says you commanded us to do this inyan. If he wants to do what the Chachamim said. So now, as far as Kula and Chumra go, in the dinam of ma'achilin also akal akal tchila, you're supposed to eat the lighter iser before the more severe iser. Anyway, the nidon is not mitzvah the ashara. The ashara is pushed off because of pikuach nefesh. The warning not to eat on kosher is pushed off because of pikuach nefesh. And like we mentioned in an earlier shiur, when it comes to the Azhar, there's no meaning of Kal and Chomer. There's an Azhar. Torah tells us, the Torah tells us. So you just listen. There's no Kal and there's no Chomer. As far as the Azhar is concerned, because an Azhar means it's telling you do it or don't do it. Where do the Kal and Chomer come in the Inyan? You have more Chomer Inyans, you have more Kal in Inyanim. But as far as the Azhar itself, it's equal. Kal Chamer. And you can see what's more Kal and what's more Chamer from the Onish. So when dealing with the Inyan, the Rabbanan is always lighter than Daraisa. Inyan Derabbanan is more kal than Inyan Min HaTorah, and therefore it's pashut that whatever is considered kal, whatever is a lighter iser, even though there's an essay in the Lo Sasser, because it's Derabbanan, and Derabbanan have an essay in the Lo Sasser. To listen and not to veer from what they say. But still, the inyan is lighter in Doraisis. So since the inyan is lighter in the Rabbanans, Mamela, give them the Kal, give the Rabbanans first. Even though as far as Azharas go, it could be more Chamor, because it has an essay in the Lo Sasser. Also, when the inyan Rashab lifts all the Eitus, since we require a Lav Sheshel of Malkus, it's not enough for the Azhara. Meaning that the inyan is so chomer that it requires malchus. And therefore, immediately there are banan or kal from any inyan which is daraisa. The pasul of Rashi, you need chomer inyan, you need to be the observer on something severe. And that doesn't apply to Yisur Derabanan. Therefore, he's not considered a Rashi min HaTorah. Or if you consider Rashi min HaTorah, if you say that the inyan is chamur. Your abundance by definition are not. Therefore, he's not pasul leivus, even though he's over in an essay in a Lo Sasser, when he's over in a Derabanan, he's still not pasul leivus. So we've taken another step in our journey. We still have a lot more to say about this. I hope Hashem gives us life, and we'll be zochah to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.